This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And as I say, it's a pleasure to welcome into the studio from Wood Green, the animals charity, Cheyenne Smith, who's senior community fundraiser. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did, yeah.
The lady who, by her own admission, says she's putting the fun in fundraising.
We love a little bit of cheese in the fundraising team at Wood Green.
I love it, I love it. And I love this idea of what you've got coming out, the Big Den Sleepover. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. This was a fundraising idea that was actually inspired by a couple of our young supporters last year. So I had a lovely, lovely letter from an eight-year-old girl, and she and her sister had done this in their own garden. They decided to build a beautiful den and stay in it for 24 hours, which was a pretty
wow.
mean feat for such young children. So we were amazed. Mm. And it was such a kind thing. They thought of Wood Green and they wanted to help the animals that we support. You know, we care for up to 650 pets at any time across our three centres.
Right.
So every little bit of fundraising makes a big
yes.
difference. So I thought, that's an incredible idea. No one's ever done that for us before. So I was like, wow, let's explore this. And what we've actually come up with is our very own Big Den Sleepover. So the idea behind this is you do it as a family, you do it with your children, and you build a den either indoors or outdoors, and the whole idea is to get the children to be sponsored to spend the night in their den, which is quite fun for
it's
them.
It's cool and fun. It
right?
is. I mean, we were saying before we came on air, when my kids were young, there was always this thing of me and my mates used to go camping, and it's, yeah, it's great to go out to the countryside and camp, but you just don't know, do you? Especially with young kids sometimes, you just don't know. They like the idea of camping till they actually do it, and then they find they don't like it and they just want to go home. You can't do that if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're in the middle of the Norfolk countryside or something. But if you're in your own back garden, frankly, you can just go and put them to bed. And that, so it's a real fail-safe way of doing it, isn't it? Because
yeah,
there's no look. So it's a den. It's not necessarily a tent.
No, not necessarily a tent. I mean, I'm not a camper. I like my home comfort. So I'm fast
deciding I'm not as well.
Well, there you go. I'm definitely a blankets over some chairs and some fairy lights and cushions kind of a girl.
Yeah, you got this picture on your website and it's like, I want to come and sleep there.
I know, it's really attractive. Even the dog's loving it in that one.
It's amazing. And this is what you're after.
This is what we're picturing. So one of the really important things for Wood Green is, as well as our rehoming arm, we also do provide a lot of outreach and education.
Right.
So it's very important to us to be able to provide pet owners and the pet owners of the future with all the information they need to give their pets the best possible life.
Mm-hmm.
And the backbone of that really is the five welfare needs, and these are enshrined in British law for all pets. So we go all the way into primary schools, start them young, and talk to them about the five welfare needs, and those are home or environment. So that's all about having the right size enclosure. Is it big enough for your rabbit to give his three hops along in the space? Having the right bedding, all those things. The second one is diet, of course. Food and water, very mm-hmm. important. Guinea pigs do not eat dog food. The third is normal behaviour, which is something that's very important and can head off a lot of behavioural issues you might have with your dogs and cats. So that's around giving them a chance to exhibit their natural behaviour, whether that's sniffing or digging or playing tug or whatever it might be, making sure they've got a lot to do in their environment that's enriching for them. Companionship is another one. About 24% of pet owners admit that they didn't actually research companionship before taking on a pet.
Really?
And that is, that's the ones that admitted it. So
yeah.
It's really important that we understand that, you know, rabbits need rabbit friends, guinea pigs need guinea pig friends, some cats don't want to live with other cats.
No.
And understanding those things can really make sure that your pet has a great quality life. And it's also about housing the right species together. So I know when I was a child that guinea pigs and rabbits, it was really common for them to live together, but they just don't communicate. They can't speak the same language.
Right.
So happy guinea pig sounds like scared rabbit. So your poor rabbit is just stressed out.
Ah.
And then the final is vet care. So, of course, it's extremely important that all pets have access to vet care, and Wood Green would always encourage people to insure their pets so that they can access that vet care in an emergency. And we wanted to incorporate these five welfare needs into our messaging for our den sleepover, and what we realised is you can.
So you're going to spend... So is the idea behind this that you spend a day with your dog type thing, effectively, and you actually get to realise just what is involved in a day in the life...
If your dog wants to hang out with you in your den, then absolutely mine would. She'd be like, oh, pillows,
well, absolutely mine would as well.
Yeah.
The dog I use, the Cocker Spaniel, you couldn't get rid of it. So this is a great way, isn't it? Because if you've got to spend a day with a dog, you're going to realise just what goes on in
exactly.
a day in the life of a as I say, a rabbit or a cat.
Exactly. In building your den, it gives your children the opportunity to think about what do I need in my den to make sure that I am happy and safe and comfortable. So is it the right size? Have I got lots of pillows? Am I going to make it pretty with some fairy lights or my wood green bunting that comes in the pack? Am I going to take some snacks in with me so that I've got the right food and drink to get me through? What sleepover is complete without some midnight snacks? Should I take a book with me so I'm not bored and I'm not sort of climbing up the walls of my den?
So all things that you should be considering about your hamster, which is in its cage and
exactly,
things like that. This is how your hamster lives every day.
As a child and as a family. So again, companionship, definitely inviting your friends. If your pet wants to come in there with you, getting mum or dad in there to read a book. You know, there's lots of opportunities. And then around vet care, we're talking more about health and safety. So making sure that your adult is nearby and if there are any issues that you've got a plan. The really nice thing about this pack is we've actually created a worksheet for the children. So in their Den Day pack, which they can request from our website, they will actually get a worksheet which talks them through why they should think about these things and gives them space to design their den as well. So they
that's
really
half the thing, isn't it? Because the last thing you want them to do is go and grab just a couple of cushions, as you say, and a couple of tea towels and make something that is actually, they're going to realise after 20 minutes, let alone 24 hours, is not suitable for purpose.
Where's the fun in that? Exactly.
Exactly right. So, excellent. So, and the idea is that you can do this at home, but presumably you can do it anywhere. So you could do some sort of get-togethers with friends and things, couldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's an ideal thing to do with the children over the summer holidays.
It absolutely is. And there's a bit, because you've got the planning involved, you can kind of...
You can make it.
You can eke this out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not weather dependent. So if it is raining, you don't have to worry too much about that. But we also think it's a great opportunity for kind of cubs and scouts and brownie groups to kind of get involved, do something similar as a group. It could work quite well for schools, perhaps instead of a sleepover, do it as a project in school. But also, get your friends together, get your family together, get the cousins over, whatever it is, make it a social thing. And that's the one thing that's really, you know, special about the kind of community fundraising events and doing it yourself, is about getting people together to do something fun, raise funds, raise awareness, and have a great time.
So let's talk about these packs and also about the fundraising. What's involved on that side of it?
So we, in our fundraising pack, include a guide to fundraising. So it's got everything that you need, all the top tips and ideas, from how to set up your Just Giving page to how to, you know, nobble your auntie to make that donation, as she said she would. Including a sponsor form, because I love a good old school sponsor form, and we do feel that they work best in partnership. So you've got your online giving page.
Yes.
So you can post your kids' pictures of their dens all over social media and get all your friends to donate. But there's no harm in giving your child that form, and they can take that and say, I'm doing this thing. It's really great. It's so important for them to understand the difference that it makes. So Wood Green, we don't receive any government funding for our work. So every penny that we receive makes a massive difference to the animals in our care. Like I said, we look after a lot of animals across our three sites, up to 5,000 pets a year. But as well as that, we go out, we raise awareness, we provide MOT health checks in local areas, which is literally like an MOT for your small pet. But also, one of our biggest costs now is medical. So
I can imagine.
Around 44% of the pets that actually come through our doors need more than just the basic health check, neutering, microchipping.
And that kind of highlights an issue, doesn't it, with people getting pets and not being briefed. It's like you said, the people who weren't taking notice of companionship and all these sort of things. People just think they can get one of these things on Amazon, don't they?
Unfortunately, there is a culture of this kind of instant purchasing of pets, and what that can often mean is perhaps those animals haven't necessarily been bred very well. So recently we've seen a bit of a spike in what we call brachycephalic breeds of dogs. So those are your flat face breeds, your pugs, your bulldogs, anything with wrinkles on their face. And what we're finding with those is, because they've been quite trendy in the last couple of years, there are unscrupulous people out there who will breed them. And unfortunately, they require a lot of medical intervention in order to help them breathe and in order to help them be healthy.
Yes, because they do always sound quite... They are like they're struggling,
yeah,
don't they? Always,
they do. We had an absolutely lovely... one of my colleagues fostered her, a beautiful pug called Dolly. She's gone on to her forever home now, lucky girl. But when she was with us, she really was struggling to breathe. She had to have two operations on her face, effectively facelifts, to remove her soft palate, give her that space to open up her airway so she could breathe and could be well. In total, she cost us over £3,000 worth
Good
of vet
Lord.
Bills, and that's providing veterinary care on our site. That's
I was
going to
say, that's yours at cost,
that's
isn't
us.
It?
Yeah. So for us, it is an increasing pressure and increasing need. So every penny really makes a big difference. Obviously, your child might not necessarily raise £3,000, but even something like £140 can pay for 10 dogs to get a walk around the site from one of our staff members. So it makes a big, big difference, the big and the small.
It is amazing. Well, I've spent some time up there with you over the past few years, and it is. It was always sort of traditionally regarded as the animal shelter, and it's just not anymore. It's just so much more than that. And you've got work going on and everything out there. It's like,
It's not a
static project by any means, is it? And your work in the community is certainly stretching out. And I guess as well, we're getting ready for that run-up to Christmas. That must be a dreadful time. I mean, in so many ways, a great time. Because I guess a lot of pets do find, as you said, your forever homes. But also, we really need to be careful again, don't we? We don't want people going out and going, you know, that dog is for life, not for Christmas thing. It still holds true today, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does still hold true. And often people make a snap decision, particularly because it's so easy to access pets now. We would always say, if you're thinking about getting a pet, whether it's a dog, a cat or a small animal, do go and see your local rescue centre. Wood Green is open 10 till 4 every single day except for Christmas Day, so you really can come and see us, and we'll do everything we can to match you to the perfect pet. There are so many pets out there looking for homes. There's no need to, you know, bypass those. You can find your perfect companion, and then hopefully you won't feel like you need to give them up.
There you go. Excellent. That's great advice. OK, so if people want to take part, just remind us one more time, Cheyenne, exactly what they need to do and when.
OK, so pop over to our website, www.woodgreen.org.uk/fundraise. Mm-hmm. You'll see a lovely picture of our big den sleepover. Simply click on there and request your den sleepover pack. You can also find a little bit more information about the event itself in the news and events section of the website. We're hoping that most people will try to hold their event on Saturday, the 3rd of August, so we really can make it a big den sleepover with everybody taking part on one night. But we know people are busy, and we know that time can be tight sometimes. So if you can't take part with us on the 3rd, there are lots of opportunities. We will never turn you away.
No, I was going to say. And if everything else fails, could Wood Green actually go into interior design? Because I really like... I think you've done a great job with that, den. I want to come round. I'd be up for that. I'll pay good money. I'll come and keep in there. As long as you leave the Labrador, the Retriever.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
He's a lovely dog.
He's beautiful.
So they're excellent. It sounds like an amazingly fun way, as you say, just to involve kids at a real level. Because so many times things come up. Oh, yeah, it's for all the family. And actually, it winds up being all the falls on the parents, and the kids really sort of get dragged. This is not. This is something, as we were saying, you can get them involved in the planning and the building and the execution. So it's a real summer project, or it can be. Mm. And as you say, it's to raise money for you guys. So what's not to like, frankly?
Exactly. Thank you very much.
All right. So there we are. So if you'd like more details, woodgreen.org.uk. Go to the fundraising section there. Pencil in for Saturday, the 3rd of August, but you can do it some other times as well. You'll find all the details there. You'll get these packs down. Sounds like a great way to raise money, and as we know, Wood Green, the animals charity, when you've got a shop just down the road here in Mill Road, you know, you're very much part of the community. You're looking after animals right here on our doorstep, so it can only be for a good cause. Cheyenne, thanks ever so much indeed for coming in this afternoon. Lovely to meet you. Are you taking part? Are you building a den?
I'm seriously considering it. Unfortunately, I don't have any children in my life.
That doesn't matter. Borrow them. Go and get find a niece or a nephew. There must be one somewhere you can borrow. There must be an old school friend or something.
There, you know, they're bound to be out there. I'm sure that all the mums and dads in my life will be desperate to hand their kids over to me for a sleepover. So,
you've got that look in your eye that you want to do it. Lovely. Cheyenne Smith, she's Senior Community Fundraiser with Wood Green. Thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.